Republicans control both the House and Senate as a new congressional session begins today. The party controlled both chambers briefly 2 years ago until Senator Jim Jeffords of Vermont left the party to become an independent. Democrats and Republicans then fought to a deadlock on most of the session's high-profile issues. John Podesta, a Democrat, is a former chief of staff to President Clinton, is now a visiting professor of law at Georgetown University. Frank Donatelli, a Republican, worked on President Reagan's transition team and is now an attorney here in Washington. Donatelli says Republicans should pick up where the last Congress failed.
I think the big change, hopefully, will be that the Senate will do its business. It had difficulty doing that last time with a very slim majority on the Democratic side. It's almost as slim this time, 51 Republican votes, but I think the one thing Republicans did promise to do was to at least get a budget. I think the budget resolution will definitely be the first item of business, and we will be able to determine, at least if the Republicans are able to accomplish that, whether or not things can run a little more smoothly.
Should be higher expectations now for Republicans.
Well, I think in fairness there are. I think that a budget resolution, a stimulus package, prescription drug benefit, maybe broader Medicare reform and some judicial nominations should be the benchmark for a Republican Congress this year.
Mr. Podesta.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, the era of responsibility, as the president has said, is now here. The Republicans control both the House and the Senate. Are they going to use it to try to work cooperatively with Democrats and try to reach solutions in the center, or are they going to pursue a more ideologically tinged agenda? And I think we'll know that in the next few weeks and leading up into the State of the Union address.
There's a new Republican leader in the Senate, Bill Frist. How do you think he's going to do?
He's going to be tested early on. He has a full plate of issues on his agenda right now. You know, the job of a majority leader is a very, very difficult one. You're really not the leader. You're first among equals. And so there's a lot of cajoling involved. I do think that he has the kind of personality to be able to appeal to a broad cross-section of Republicans, keep the Republicans in line, and maybe to reach out and make some alliances with Democrats also.
Yeah, well, I think that Bill Frist is, you know, is a decent human being, and I think that that will help him as he tries to put together a group of people in the center if that's how he chooses to lead. But again, it's going to really depend on what the program is, given the fact that he took office on the heels of Senator Lott having to leave that position of majority leader as a result of his comments on race in America. What he does on some key issues on civil rights, how he proceeds with some of the more conservative judicial nominees that have problems in their civil rights backgrounds will be a real test for him.
What's the prospect for prescription drug coverage from Medicare in this Congress?
We've been at this for a long time. I think it's been promised by the president and by the Republicans as they took over the House and the Senate. But I think that it becomes quite difficult because the fiscal situation of the United States now has dramatically changed in the 2 years of the administration. Some of that is due to the recession. Some of it is due to the war on terrorism. A lot of it, I think, is due to the first Bush tax cut. But right now, there's not a lot of money as you look forward to the baby boomers retiring. And so the ability to put together a program that will provide a prescription drug benefit that will be worth something to seniors in Medicare is a very tall order given the fiscal situation.
John is right that the budget situation is tight, but I think everybody has campaigned on that issue. I think the real question is whether or not we're just going to have a prescription drug benefit or we're going to try to make this part of some sort of comprehensive Medicare reform, but that'll be something they'll have to work out.
What about a Democratic Party legislative agenda in this session? And who speaks for Democrats now?
Well, we have a new leader in the House, Nancy Pelosi, who I think will be one of the real rising stars in the Democratic Party. You obviously have Senator Daschle now leading the Senate Democrats, and then you have a lot of people who are now throwing their hat in the ring and running for president. So I think you're going to have a lot of voices. But I think in terms of the ideas that they're going to throw out there, you're going to see a stimulus package. You're going to see it more oriented towards middle-class Americans, tax cuts more oriented towards middle-class Americans, towards small business, and towards job creation. Than the president's proposal.
Is this crowd going to legislate or are they going to run for president?
I believe that this Congress will legislate. I think the Republicans see this as the first 2 years that they didn't have when the Jeffords switch occurred. On the Senate Democratic side, it's pretty interesting, Bob, because you have at least four members that are running for president. Ironically, while the best blocking back still available to the Democrats is on the Senate side, I believe there's a real opportunity for Senator Frist and the administration, if they're deft in this, to be able to work out some arrangements with some of these Democrats that are running for president or supporting some of these presidential candidates to make common cause, if you will, on certain issues. For example, Joe Lieberman is running for president. He's been a great supporter of Homeland Security. I think there's a real chance for the administration to work out an arrangement with him that's acceptable on getting this department up and running.
What role will Congress play if there's a war with Iraq?
Well, they've given authority to the president to act. Hopefully it will be a short war and no oversight will be necessary. But obviously, through the intelligence committees and through the defense committees, the administration would be very wise to keep this bipartisan consensus, at least on this issue of Iraq, alive and give continual updates to members of both parties of those committees to keep the country united.
I'm confident that our military forces can, if we have to go to war, can handle a war in Iraq, and they can do it expeditiously. I think the question then becomes what comes next. How are we going to stabilize the situation inside of Iraq? How are we going to keep it from bleeding beyond Iraq into the Middle East? What's going to happen to the price of oil? There are a lot of questions that come in the wake of any military action, and I'm sure that Democrats will want to participate in that debate, and I think Republicans on the Hill as well will wanted to participate in that debate and try to reach the bipartisan consensus that was reached with the White House in order to give the president the authority that he needed to move forward at the UN and ultimately to use military action if he needs it.
Look, we've had a bipartisan consensus on the war on terrorism. We really have. And I have to say, I think both parties have really stepped up on this. And there's no reason, even in the midst of all these other issues we've talked about, which were clearly Republican and Democratic differences, that we can't maintain that kind of united focus as long as both parties are willing to cooperate. And I think, and I know, and I hope, I'm sure the administration feels the same way.
Frank Donatelli is an attorney here in Washington. John Podesta is a visiting professor of law at Georgetown University. The time is 29 minutes past the hour.